If you have high blood pressure, steps to a lower blood pressure. Hypertension or high blood pressure is often called the silent killer because there are no warning signs or symptoms. Once you have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, you need to take steps to control it and stay healthy. If you choose not to treat your high blood pressure, it can lead to a heart attack, stroke, heart failure or kidney failure. Follow these steps to learn how to lower your blood pressure. First step. Follow your provider's treatment plan. You may need to change your diet, lose weight, exercise, stop smoking, limit your use of alcohol, lower your stress, take medicine to help control your blood pressure, and you may need to learn how to check your blood pressure often to see if you are keeping it under control. Second step. Change your diet. This may not be as hard as you think. A good place to start is to lower the amount of salt in your diet. Take the salt shaker off the table. Stop cooking with salt. Learn to use herbs to flavor your food. Only use a salt substitute if it is approved by your provider. You can also change the way you eat to help you lose weight. Weight can be a big factor in lowering your blood pressure. Learn to read food labels. You may want to ask your provider about the dietary approaches to stop hypertension or the DASH diet. Third step. Be active. Talk with your provider before you begin any exercise plan. The best kinds of exercise are brisk walking, swimming, running and jumping rope. These exercises help your heart and lungs. They help by increasing your heart rate and oxygen use. Try to do 30 minutes of exercise at least 5 days a week. Fourth step. Quit smoking. One of the best things you can do for your heart is to stop smoking. If you have high blood pressure and smoke, your risks for heart disease and lung disease are doubled. Your risk for stroke also increases. Once you decide to quit, Molina Healthcare can help you with a stop smoking program. Call the member services number on your Molina Healthcare member card and ask about the stop smoking program. Fifth step. Take your medicine. If you find that diet changes and exercise are not enough to lower your blood pressure, you may need to take medicine. Once you start your medicine, you must take it every day. This will help to keep your blood pressure under control. Ask your provider the following. How to check your blood pressure and keep a record. About any side effects of the medicine. About using over-the-counter medicines and how to lower your stress. Once you have lowered your blood pressure, stay with your treatment plan. Keep all appointments with your provider. Keep taking your medicine. You may need to try different medicines to get your blood pressure under control and keep it there. Check your blood pressure often. Get your cholesterol checked at least yearly. If it is high, your provider can help you lower it. If your blood pressure is still high, talk to your provider about trying other medicines. The following numbers for total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, triglycerides and blood pressure will help you set your heart healthy goals. Ideally, your total cholesterol should be less than 200. It is considered borderline, high if it is between 200 and 239. Your cholesterol is considered high if it is greater than 240. Your LDL or bad cholesterol should be less than 100. It is considered near optimal if it is between 100 and 129. It is considered borderline, high if it is between 130 and 159. Your LDL cholesterol is considered high if it is between 160 and 189. Finally, if your LDL or bad cholesterol is higher than 190, it is considered very high. HDL cholesterol is also called good cholesterol. For women, The HDL cholesterol should be 50 mg per deciliter or higher. And for men, it should be 40 mg per deciliter or higher. Your triglycerides should be less than 150 mg per deciliter. The goals for blood pressure are as follows. The blood pressure goal for people who are at low risk for heart disease is less than 120 over 80. The blood pressure goal for people with hypertension is less than 140 over 90. And the blood pressure goal for people with hypertension and diabetes is 130 over 80. All material in this brochure is for information only. This does not replace your provider's advice. For more health education information in audio, please visit our website at www.melinahealthcare.com.